bicycle, bicycle, bicycle. I want to ride. In many European countries, cycling is just another way of getting from A to B. And, especially in the cities, it's not unusual for people to cycle to work or the shops, come rain or shine. But here in Australia, the trend has yet to catch on. Ben Wilson is the manager of Bicycle Queensland, a community advocacy group for cyclists.
Cycling starts to make sense, and maybe then Brisbane would catch up to world-leading cities who actually put a lot of dollars and effort in promotion towards saying, ride a bike instead of driving a car.
Bicycle Queensland is promoting seminars being run by the Bicycle Federation of Australia. The seminars are presenting a bikeability kit aimed at helping government and community groups develop bicycle facilities and programs. The kits have been funded by the Australian Greenhouse Office and the Cycling Promotion Fund. Ben Wilson says the roads need to be safer for cyclists.
There's a lot of different sorts of cyclists, and there's a lot of want-to-be cyclists who won't ride because they're not happy riding on roads. There's a lot of others who actually are riding on roads but want the roads to be safer. So our two-prong attack there is to say, make the roads safer, primarily by putting bike lanes on the road. Also, when opportunities exist, is to put a bikeway along the side of the road.
I want to ride my bicycle. I want to ride my bike.
Dan George is a mechanic at a bike shop in the Brisbane CBD and deals with cyclists on a daily basis. Despite the risks with riding bikes, Mr. George says the interest in cycling has increased.
There's definitely more inquiries about, you know, I'm interested in riding my bike to work and that kind of stuff, so it has improved. Whether that reflects in the till or not, that's a completely different story, isn't it?
He says there are ways to make cycling safer.
You are a lot more vulnerable on a bike than you are in a car. There are a lot of things you can do to increase your safety, and I myself have actually, through the shop and whatnot, know of a few of the guys that have had problems in terms of crashing and those kind of stuff, and it's kind of been mixed, whether it's been driver error or whatnot. People have accidents, and obviously a bike isn't as visible as a car, particularly at night or in wet weather, but you know, provided you increase you know, your safety net, and you display lights when you need to, you know, when you're riding on the road, that will increase your safety.
But Mr. George isn't too optimistic about bikes being the solution to all our problems.
Obviously, there are people that need their cars for work, and there are people that simply live too far to cycle for work. For those people that are cycling to work, good on them. It's a really good experience. You know, you get out there on a nice day in the sun, get the exercise you need, and yes, you don't have to put fuel in your car, which in turn isn't hurting the environment.
Claire Atkinson reporting for CCN.